We want you to get involved with our Today's Homeowner community, like so many of our listeners do throughout the country. Several ways you can pick up the phone and call us. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline, or you can send us an email message anytime at all. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to head way over on the West Coast, Washington State. Teresa is on with us with a great question. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, I have an older home built in the 1930s. It has some aluminum siding. The whole house is actually sided with aluminum siding.
Uh-huh.
Underneath that, there's like a rounded piece of wood that has been there for years, and it's rotting. Part of it fell off, and I started having some what I thought was blown-in insulation falling out onto the ground, but it's actually vermiculite. So it's like every time the wind blows or something vibrates the house, all the insulation is just like falling out of the house.
Wow, so, that's not good.
No. So at some point, I need to replace that whole bottom piece underneath the aluminum siding because it's been there for several years and it's all rotting. My fear is if I start pulling all of that out, I'm going to lose all the insulation in my house and it's going to go all over the ground. So I don't know how to fix it. I'm just kind of at a loss right now, but I know I have to do it. Do you guys have any suggestions for me?
Well, certainly do. That is kind of an unusual situation, and I appreciate you sending the pictures that you sent there to give us a better idea of what you're talking about. And, well, first of all, yeah, you know, the first thing I think about is the irony of having the aluminum siding, which is designed to be a very low-maintenance exterior, on top of the wood skirt board that you have here in the piece of trim that is really high maintenance, especially since it's wood and it's so close to the ground. You'll get a lot of that rain splashing up on it. You'll never be able to keep paint on it. So what I would recommend is I would meet with a couple different vinyl siding installers, and they have coil stock, which is basically aluminum with a coating over it. And what they can do, they have a sheet metal brake, which is just a bending machine, basically, a bending apparatus that they can bring out. And they can form a piece of metal that'll go over the little piece of crown molding or a little piece of bed molding and cover that piece of wood completely. That way, it's completely maintenance-free. It seals up underneath the aluminum. And I think that's a pretty good way to go. What do you think, Joe? You see what I'm talking about in being able to just
basically wrap that? Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks for that photograph, Teresa, because otherwise it'd be very hard to figure out what you're talking about. But what you have there is an architectural detail. It's called a water table, and the siding comes down on that piece of wood, that narrow horizontal piece of wood, which is drip edge. It's supposed to be moving that water away. It's rotted because it's just wood, and water's been sheeting down this aluminum siding. No problem. Hits that wood drip cap, that drip edging, and it's rotted out. The flat board beneath it, that wide flat board, is the water table. And it's just an architectural detail. The main purpose is to direct water away from the foundation, which works when it's not rotted. So I would either wrap it in aluminum, as Danny suggested. You can remove that drip cap altogether and maybe tuck the flashing up underneath the aluminum, or tear it all out and replace it with cellular PVC, which is essentially plastic wood. And you know, you'd have to put the... You know, you'd have to put the drip cap back in there. If you can only find wooden drip cap, that's fine. Put it in and wrap that in aluminum, which is typically what they do anyway, which should have been done here originally. And this way, the water will come down, hit that drip cap, come off of it. Then anything that gets, any water that gets on below isn't an issue because that would all be cellular PVC. It will last forever.
Oh, great. Okay. Okay.
And don't be concerned about ripping this off and what you're going to find. You're going to have to rip it off anyway. It sounds like the house is removing this on its own over time, right? Pieces are falling off, so you're better off attacking it yourself and making the repair.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Our pleasure, and kind of a unique problem there, but I think that will point you in the right direction because that's got to be a little unsettling to have insulation filtering out like that. It's just the vermiculite is probably part of the foam material that was put on many, many years ago when the aluminum siding was installed. And I'll tell you, if you have aluminum siding, one question that we get an awful lot is, can you paint aluminum siding? Absolutely, you can. I mean, I have painted aluminum siding houses and get 10 or 15 years out of it. It's pretty amazing. You know, first of all, you need to make sure you get all of the chalkiness off of it. Generally, we would recommend using TSP. We recommend that a lot, trisodium phosphate, that you want to, you know, use that, clean it off, and then you can use an acrylic latex paint. And several companies, I know Glidden started doing it, I think, the first, but I think all of the companies now have special paint formulated for aluminum siding. And boy, if you can spray it on there, Joe, that stuff looks just like the factory. If not, you still can get good results in brushing and rolling, but it'll hold up there pretty well.
Yeah, it does. I mean, aluminum surprisingly holds paint really, really well. Now, it fades, and if you're repainting, you want to repaint it a light color, you know, because it's easier to clean, and, you know, it reflects, it doesn't absorb the heat as much, you know, if you live in a sunny spot. But yeah, there's no reason you can't paint aluminum siding, and spraying it is definitely the way to go for almost anything big. But you can roll it on and, you know, brush it on if you need to. But yeah, it works. You can definitely paint aluminum siding, and it comes out great.